This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. So something I think I've noticed is we celebrate anniversaries wrong. And I don't want to insult anybody. I don't want to be overly critical. But I watch people and, you know, I'll be at a restaurant and they'll look all happy. And they might have like a happy anniversary thing on their table. You're like, oh, happy anniversary. Like, hey, happy anniversary. You know, and you make them feel good. But I watch what they do. And, you know, I know what I do in my marriage. It's wrong. We have no idea what we're supposed to be doing on our anniversary. I mean, you know, and I'm afraid. I'm afraid to do the right thing because I worry that if I ask my husband what he really, really wants for our anniversary, he's going to say a divorce. So I don't. So, you know, we're like, okay, let's just do dinner, you know, let's just, you know, exchange gifts and be good. But if you're married, when you have an anniversary, and the anniversary is the celebration of your wedding day, or of you guys committing to each other, what you really need to be doing is a marriage checkup. We bring our cars in for checkups. We bring our bodies in for checkups. The whole purpose of the anniversary is to remind yourself that you're married. I need to turn off the Viggo Mortensen movies. Right? Look at my husband. It's to remind you that you're married. And to reevaluate your marriage and to how to make your marriage better. Now, today is Corey's and my 26th anniversary. I have been married longer than I've been single. My husband had brought that up, said he's almost been married as long as he's been single. But for me, I've been married longer than I've been single. I don't even remember how to be single. And with that comes, you know, cobwebs and achy joints and bad habits that don't get fixed. And so what are we doing for our anniversary? We're going to go to Gordon Ramsay's steak. I'm really excited. Heard great things about it. We're going to go to dinner. I'm going on my way home, buy a disposable razor to shave my legs. You know, I'll put, you know, some makeup on evenly, you know, and I'll try to look nice. Maybe I'll wear a dress, you know, and you know, exchange gifts. That's not how you celebrate an anniversary. What you're supposed to be doing is reevaluating what are you doing right, what are you doing wrong, and how can I make it better? I'm supposed to be figuring out right now how to be a better wife. Am I doing that? No, I'm worried about shaving my legs, which is a sign of not being a good wife, because honestly, even though it's winter, I really should be shaving my legs, you know, better. I should, during an anniversary, I think anybody should, sit down, even if it's just for a couple minutes, or when you guys are at your dinner, or whatever, say, look, all right, renew your love, talk about how happy you are, I should really give my husband the option, do you want out? I mean, honestly, should I give my husband the option of, look, you know, if you want to bail, now's the time to bail. I mean, should I do that? Would that be the best gift for him? But we really should look at, you know, what did marriage mean to Corey and me 26 years ago? Well, it meant being together, raising a family, having, you know, a partner for life, and enjoying and experiencing life together. Where I've been failing is I work too much. I'm always working. We should be on vacation this Christmas break. I'm not. I'm working. It's busy. Got a lot of flu, all that. There's storms. We're not planning on flying anywhere. We never really do. Well, I mean, we used to, but why get stuck at an airport? And And, that's not really, I've always worked. I should be thinking of ways to spend more time doing experiences, traveling with him, building things. You know, we have our kids, but the building isn't over. Yeah, we built our family, but what else could we be building? And so, I don't know. I really think anniversary should be about a time of reflection. I know everybody hates that term reflection. Oh, gosh, she's going to sing from Mulan. No, which is, by the way, a really good song, that reflection song. But I see this all the time where it's like, yeah, it's an anniversary, so we're going to exchange gifts, we'll go to dinner, and that's it. And have sex. Yeah, that's nice, but that's really not what an anniversary is supposed to be about. So my recommendation to all of you, and I am no expert in relationships, okay? I mean, honestly, Corey is probably one of the very few men that even wanted to give me the time of day. I do not have a very robust dating record, but what I do understand from my dating experience is we really enter these relationships with a selfish point of view. We think we're being unselfish. We're going to do things for our partner. We're going to, be generous with certain things that we're going to share. But oftentimes, we really don't stop and go, how you doing? You know, what do you need? What could I do to make your life better? When was the last time I asked my husband, what can I do to make his life better? No. Because I'm dealing with the kids, I'm dealing with family, I'm dealing with work, I'm dealing with the show, I'm dealing with, he's a partner. He's my life partner. I need to make sure he's happy. And so, I don't know. I feel guilty. I always do. This is the happiest day of our marriage, but I just think that I could be doing better. So then do that. Use that time to go, what can we do better? What should we be doing? And go back, remember all the excitement and all the hopes and dreams you had. The big thing that people have in terms of regret when they age or when they're in a career and they burn out is they feel like they missed out on opportunities or didn't accomplish what they wanted to accomplish. So in my advice to you all is with any of your partnerships, marriages, relationships, have a conversation. This isn't just what you want. Have a conversation on what it is that you wanted. Where did you see yourself 26 years in the marriage? What did you want? What did you want to accomplish? And make sure you do that so you have no regrets. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So remember years ago, for those of you that have been listening to my show, God bless you. I don't know how you do it. But years ago, I told you that life expectancy, if we kept going, would easily be in the 80s by the time we finished the 2010s. That we were doing a pretty damn good job. One of that reasons was because by 2014, I think our average life expectancy was 78.6 years. We were almost there. Well, I think this is the second year in a row our life expectancy is quote-unquote crashing, where our numbers are going down. Now, it's not as bad as the headlines are saying, but from an evolutionary standpoint and a survival of the fittest standpoint, it's bad. We're really screwing up as humans. So the latest report coming out of the CDC is our life expectancy is now the lowest level since 1996. We have now dropped to 76.4 years as our life expectancy. Now, that doesn't mean if you guys are doing everything right, you're eating vegetables and you're exercising, keeping your weight down, the second you hit 76.4, you're done. That's not how they deal with how they come up with it. With life expectancy, it's let's look at how old everybody is and the ages of when people are dying. We've had a lot of younger people die. And they believe the fentanyl crisis and the drug overdoses knocking out a lot of thousands of younger individuals is bringing that number down. So we have people who are living well into their 90s. But and if you have the good genes and you're doing everything right, hopefully you'll also live well into the 90s, 100s, even higher. A few years back, they said there's somebody among us that's going to live till 150. We have that technology. We have that potential. Personally, I can barely get up in the morning with my joints at my current age. I couldn't even imagine being triple and trying to function unless I get all new joints and I'm a bionic woman. But this is concerning. That's very concerning to me. So what is killing us? It's not just all drugs. So obviously the number one killer is heart disease. There's no way around. I mean, that's the way it's been. That's the way it continues to be. So heart attacks and heart disease is the number one killer. The next thing that really knocked a lot of us out was, and does still continue, is cancer. Cancer comes next. But then COVID. We are still facing a few hundred deaths a day from COVID. That number is going to go up, sadly, throughout this season. And that's hitting people of all ages, more so older, less kids, thank God, but still. Cancer or COVID came in number three. Then unintentional injuries, stroke, chronic lower respiratory diseases, Alzheimer's, diabetes, chronic liver and cirrhosis, and then kidney disease. But we hit our peak with our life expectancy in 2014 was 78.9 years. We were almost 79 years old. Of course, women surpassed men. Women seem to live longer. Before the pandemic in 2019, life expectancy was nearing that level. Then the COVID crisis happened. We had a big drop in life expectancy, one of the biggest since World War II. But still, it makes us wonder why it's taken us so long to get this figured out. It's 2022 for crying out loud. We're going into 2023. We have some of the best medications. We have all these government subsidies for insurance. We have employers paying for insurance. We have Medicaid. We have Medicare. Why are we dying? Well, this is why I'm worried about how we're evolving. The government can only do so much. It takes you to want to take care of yourself. And we have other factors that are impeding us from being us, for us being as healthy as possible. One thing, we have cars. We used to have to walk to work. We used to have to walk to the train station. We would have to walk or get on a horse. Now we have cars everywhere. You know, I exercise, thank God. But if I didn't exercise, my walking would be coming downstairs, getting into the garage, driving to work, getting out of the parking lot, going to the studio. That's not enough exercise. Thank God I exercise. And they say you should exercise 150 minutes a week. I recommend to doing exercise every day. You don't go to bed without brushing your teeth. You don't start your day without taking a shower. You don't start your day or end your day with at least doing 10, 20, 30 minutes of exercise. So we're exercising less. We also are not going to work. We're working from home. Sitting at a computer is not healthy. That does nothing for our health. Maybe it might protect us from a car accident, you know, or a workplace shooter. But for the most part, that's probably one of the most unhealthy behaviors we picked up from COVID, is where you're in your pajamas and you go downstairs and you sit on your computer all day. No. You need to get out. You need to be around people. You need to get dressed. You need to have those other forces going, huh, now that suit looked better on you 6 months ago. Well, yeah, because I gained some weight. You need to be around people to, you know, realize that you're not getting, you're not being as active as you need to be. We're also not getting enough sun. Many of us are freaked out about melanoma, and I get it because I've had a lot of precancerous lesions. But we're supposed to be getting fresh air and being out in the sun. If you're waking up and sitting at a computer all day, you're not getting sun. That's a problem. Then what are we eating? Well, in the olden days, you would eat farm fresh food. Well, after the Industrial Revolution, we had to figure out ways for people to be in a city, but also eat. And so restaurants, and I mean, there were always restaurants and inns and things like that, but for the most part, you would have to prepare your food fresh. You would have to try to get fresh food. We started to add preservatives to keep it fresh, because a lot of foods were rotting and people were being sold crappy food. Then it was just easier to, we'll make the pizza for you. We'll make the sandwich. And so much of our diet is fake food. Having a Red Bull and a bagel and some M&Ms and a hamburger, that's not what's going to keep you alive. And so what worries me is we should be at our most advanced, at our most intelligent, or most knowledgeable right now. And I think we are evolving to be in this pool of ignorance about what we should be doing for our health. When I talk to a person and I said, have you gotten your mammogram? Have you gotten your colonoscopy? They say no because of COVID. And somehow the media allowed millions of people to use that as an excuse or to think they don't have to get cancer screened because there's a virus. There's always viruses circulating. There's flu. There's car accidents. There's always things that can be threats. You still got to get yourself checked. So I'm very frustrated because our life expectancy should not be dropping. And then this fentanyl and narcotic overdosing. Everybody went after doctors, pharmaceutical companies, pharmacies, yet the numbers keep rising. Is anybody looking at the border? Is anybody looking at what's coming in? Is anybody looking at what's being domestically produced? So what did we do? We decided to go after doctors. You know, we see suicide rates rising. Has anybody asked these people before they committed suicide why they're considering it and find out, is it because they're in pain and they can't find a way to manage their pain? We're not doing things smartly. We're surrounding ourselves with electricity. It's all about electricity. It's all about, you know, does anybody sit on the porch and watch the stars? Does anybody use candles? We have an insomnia epidemic. People are addicted to sleeping pills because they're on their phone, they're on their computer, they're on their Netflix before they go to bed. We used to be outside and have a campfire. You used to use the moonlight to help you sleep. So I think this is a wake-up call, and it reminds us that we have issues with how we're approaching medicine, if we're using medicine, if we're being open to cancer screenings, what we're eating, how we're eating, the lack of activity. You know, when I hear somebody ride a bike to work, I'm like, damn, that's pretty smart. That person has that survival of the fittest instinct. That is exactly the way you should be kind of thinking. You know, how can I use my car less? How can I walk more? How can I eat healthier? And what sort of tune-ups and checkups should I be doing for my body? But this should not be happening, and this is a sign of humans not evolving well. And sadly, natural selection can take place, and those of us that are not being very, very smart about our choices won't be here that long. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. Could be the beginning of the end for that bomb cyclone that's blasted much of the USA all week. Meteorologist Greg Carbon's monitoring at the National Weather Service.
The Arctic cold front that's been plunging across the central United States made it across the Midwest last night and is now on the doorstep of the major metropolitan areas in the Northeast.
At airports, it's all about delays, cancellations, and rerouting, like this woman who found herself in San Diego.
I'm actually going to meet my fiancé in Sacramento.
So it's worth the trip?
It's worth the trip.
Seattle's airport's back open after ice on the runway shut down everything this morning. With wind chills hitting minus 18, Denver's mayor says it's not safe to go outside, and several inches of water covering about every street in Atlantic City, New Jersey. The Democrat-controlled, for a few more hours, House is debating the federal spending bill before a final vote later today. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you are getting ready to travel, and I know that because a lot of you have been calling in, and I've been seeing a lot of patients saying, about to go, I'm about to go. I need some medications for the flight, which I had urged you guys to do for years before you fly. Don't have everything in your suitcase. If you need blood pressure medication, diabetes medication, eczema medication, you make sure that it's in your carry-on with you, or split it up. I always like to do that, so I, you know, just in case something happens with the carry-ons, I still have my medicine for the trip. I mean, I don't really have much, but, you know, like if I need Tylenol or something like that, you could always pick that up, but menopausal hormones, those are hard to get. So if you can, if it's something you don't think you could live with, make sure you have it for your carry-on. Make sure you have it in your suitcase to cover yourselves. But we have, as of today, looking at FlightAware, 4,618 flight cancellations. Now, I think that's globally. Cancellations within the United States or into or out of the United States is 1,800. That's a lot. We're coming into a pretty rough weekend. Total delays within the United States now is almost 3,400. So there's a very good chance your flight is going to be delayed. I'm looking at United Airlines. They've already had to cancel 4% of their flights today, which is about 117 flights. 11% are delayed. American Airlines, 11% of their flights are delayed. 3% have been canceled. Let me see what else we have in terms of, I don't know if I have, Alaskan Airlines, 9% have plans on being delayed. I don't think I have any Delta statistics yet. But these are things that are going to be very troublesome for those of you who want to get where you need to go for Christmas. Of course, what's complicating matters is this big storm. They're calling it a snowpocalypse that is going to be hitting the U.S. with some temperatures dropping 40 degrees, with wind chill some places being at a negative 40 degrees, and snow is falling across the Midwest. It is going to intensify throughout Thursday and Friday. And if you look and you see these weather maps, the problem is it's pretty difficult inclement weather for most of the Midwest. So any flight that has to transverse from east to west coast and vice versa is going to have a tough time. They're really not going to want to fly over the Canada and then try to come back. They're going to have to figure out pockets of where they could go. And there will be delays. There's also going to be airport closures we're anticipating because of the snow. Things are going to be slowed down. Flights, if it's not safe, are going to get canceled, which means for those of you that have connecting flights, that's a problem. Now, I always try to fly direct. Luckily, I'm in a city of Las Vegas where we have more direct flights. But prior to that, it would stink that you would have to, and I still have some flights where I have to land somewhere in the Midwest first before I could get to my destination on the East Coast. You're just increasing your chance of that flight getting delayed or canceled. So Chicago O'Hare has already the most number of delays, about 128. Denver came in second with 88 delays. Chicago Midway came in third. And this is something that isn't really new. Every year we speak about this around Christmas time. But there are some things that I don't think a lot of people think about that adds to the stress. So the first thing I want you all to consider, one, is that you might not get there on time. I'm guilty of this, where when I make a flight, I think it's set in stone. And I calculate it to the minute. When I could finish working and head to the airport, when I'll be able to make my next destination. I usually don't leave an extra day or two, you know, leeway with travel. I'm like, look, I need to get back Sunday night because I'm at work Monday morning. Realize that that might not be a possibility. What might be helpful is Monday, which is December 26th, is going to be considered the national holiday in terms of banks, in terms of closures. So many of us think we have to be working. I am going to be working on the 26th. I'm just not sure if I'm going to be doing my show because we're going to be really overloaded with patients, and it is a national holiday. So I'll see if I'm still going to do an hour or two. But the average person doesn't necessarily have to go into work on the 26th. So for those of you trying to fly back the night of Christmas, you might have that extra day leeway. The other thing, too, is you don't necessarily have to celebrate, you know, the dinner or the lunch or Christmas on that day. As much as I want everybody to, if you're flying in and you don't think you're going to make it Christmas Eve and your flight is going to be delayed to the 25th, have a backup plan with the family and say, look, guys, you know, this is our plan. What is plan B if our flights don't make it in time? Do you want to move dinner to a different time? do you want to do maybe too many dinners? And I know that's not, you know, we all imagine getting together, doing Christmas dinner, all the families together, which is wonderful. But the panic and the frustration that you guys are going to have and the stress could be minimized if you have a go-to plan. Just have that. Another thing you might want to think about is if you do think you're going to be having a problem with your flight tomorrow or the next day, see if you could switch it for a flight that might not have as much weather issues. A lot of us have layovers in the Midwest. Maybe your layover could be in Texas or some of the areas that might not be hit as bad. Look at the weather. It might cost you a little bit of money, but that could save you the stress. Another thing that I've had to do, and it's interesting because I'll fly up to Reno, Nevada, and to go to a meeting in Tahoe. And every other year we get snowed in and we can't get back in time. And sometimes I've driven. And usually when flights get canceled and they're delayed, you see people think about, should I get a rental car? Well, there's only finite amount of rental cars. You might want to consider, if you think there's going to be an issue and you're going to want to drive the rest of the way, you might want to consider getting a rental car reservation. I'm not saying drive from your layover to where you need to go, but for some of us, the layover is just, you know, between one spot and an hour flight. It might be in your best interest if you think that flight's going to get canceled to have a rental car reservation you could use. Now, I don't want people hoarding rental car reservations because those are for people who need them. But for some locations, you know, they might, you know, as long as you cancel it, if you don't need it, that might free it up for somebody who does need it. But all I know is I have been so grateful to be able to grab a rental car when I've needed to, when issues happen with our flights. So something to think about. Other things I want you guys all to be aware of is we're very poorly prepared for whiteouts. We don't have enough snowplow drivers. Do not drive on a snowy road. If you're going to be in an area where it's not going to be bad, that's one thing. But if there's going to be at all any sort of snowstorm in the area you're going to be, just don't drive. It's just not worth it. There is no guarantee that if you get stuck, somebody's going to be able to help you. I was in Utah. We were up in Park City, and somehow the Jeep got stuck. Was it a Jeep? I think we rented a Jeep. You would think the Jeep would be able to manage it well, and no. And even though this wasn't a snowstorm, it still took an hour and a half for us to get somebody to help us. And that was where we were probably the only person asking for help. So I would, you know, like I said, have plan B, C, D, and E. 1-877-DR-KELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday was pretty historic, where Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky came to the United States, met with President Biden, and then spoke to the U.S. in Congress, and spoke to Congress, was given a flag, was given multiple standing ovations as he was thanking the United States for their support and how he was explaining, you know, what their fight is and why they still need help. And this was his first trip since the war began to the United States. This was, he did well. I didn't listen to the whole speech. but it was something that was, it brings up to me a lot of concerns. One, I'm glad he came. I find it frustrating that he has to leave a war-torn area to come to America to ask us for help. We're giving help, but the help doesn't seem to be stopping the war. Not his fault. They're doing, I mean, they're up against, it's like a David and Goliath sort of thing. They're up against a much more formidable foe. But here we are, 10 months, 10 and a half months, 10 months, and we don't see any signs of this stopping. And Joe Biden has granted $1.8 billion in weapons to Zelensky during this trip. And I'm glad we're helping Ukraine. But as I said earlier, I'm wondering if we are eventually going to find ourselves at war with Putin and questioning why we didn't just stop this early on, or the UN stop it early on, billions upon billions of dollars earlier, and, you know, head this off at the pass prior to this drawn-out conflict. Now, I understand with wars, some wars can, you know, span decades. So us being 10 months into this war doesn't seem like a long time. But I think for Ukrainians, yeah, every day this conflict continues and them being bombarded with missiles and shells and innocents being killed, as well as the Russian military, many of them recruited not by choice under threat. You know, I wish this war would stop. But we are supplementing more. It is going to, you know, cost. I'm not sure how quickly we could print the money or where the money's coming from. But we also have offered our Patriot missile defense system. And so, you know, maybe that'll make some movement with this. Of course, Putin is upset. Moscow accuses the U.S. of fighting a proxy war against Putin and says neither Washington or Ukraine is listening to Russia's concerns. And they actually, I think he said, if Ukraine gets the Patriot missile defense system, it's old, quote-unquote, and Russia will always find the antidote. So Russian President Vladimir Putin said yesterday, or today, that the Patriot missile defense systems are old. Russia will always find the antidote. He, according to CNN, he says, in regards to Patriots, this is quite an old system, and it doesn't work as well as our S-300. That was when he was asked by a reporter. He said, those who oppose us think this is a defensive weapon. That's what they say. But that's in their own mind, and will always find the antidote. So those doing it are just wasting their time. It's just delaying the conflict. So the Patriot's radar system combines surveillance, tracking, engagement functions in one unit. That's according to CSIS. And it makes it a standout among other air defense systems. It will engage with incoming aerial threats that are nearly autonomous, aside from needing a final launch decision from the humans operating it, which means they could work on their own with the exception of humans saying, okay, go. So, you know, Putin doesn't look like he's backing down yet. Zelensky says that, you know, he is returning from Washington with good results. He said, I'm coming back to Washington, coming with good results that will really help. And again, power to him and kudos to him for working like he's doing and staying in shape. He still looks like he's staying in shape. And you know, being able to travel and do all the public relations he's been doing to try to continue support. A lot of news cycles, if they don't cover it, he can't get the word out. And so he's been able to still get media to cover it and get attention, but it looks like he had to feel like he had to travel outside, you know, leave his post to come to America to make sure America still helps. Just I just don't know how many more months of this and how much more these other countries can afford. And where are the other countries? What are the other countries doing? Well, the G7 nations say they are, quote, prepared to do more as needed. The group of seven nations, they say, are prepared to do more as needed on budget and economic support for Ukraine in the year ahead. For 2023, the group has mobilized up to $32 billion U.S. dollars of budget and economic support for Ukraine and continue to make further progress. They say we also strongly encourage other donors to step up their support. So in 2022, the G7 mobilized $32.7 billion U.S. dollars of budget support to the Ukrainian government. $18 billion came from the European Union. So we are paying probably one of the most larger percentages. I just don't know how much more that could go on. Now, the U.S. is also issuing sanctions. Joe Biden, President Biden, has rolled out sanctions on 10 Russian naval entities after Russian operations against Ukrainian ports. So these entities include companies that produce different aspects of Russia's naval capability. One of the companies is a battery company, Rigel, that has been a supplier to the Russian Navy for more than 15 years. So I don't know. You know, there's, you know, sanctions haven't done much, but there's something they could do. But interestingly, U.S. believes that Russian mercenary firm Wagner Group is expanding influence, and I guess they are recruiting convicts, some with serious medical conditions, from prisons to supplement Moscow's military that is losing people by the day. The group recently took delivery of arms from North Korea, a top U.S. official, and the U.S. believes Wagner could be locked in a power battle with the Russian military, and it is also trying to, you know, it's just perpetuating the conflict. Now, you know, when you read history books and you look at what happened with World War II, and you go back and you go, oh, okay, I could see how the World War II was going to start. You know, you see what was going on with, you know, Japan and sanctions and you know, Germany, and you look, and as you read this, play Monday Morning Quarterback, you're like, it's obvious. And when I see everything going on with Iran, and I believe them supplying the drones, in fact, I think there was an article saying much of Iran's drones materials come from the U.S. I need to double-check that and reconfirm that. But when you see Iran getting involved, North Korea getting involved, you wonder, I think China and Russia had done some joint drills. This, if you know, if we were looking at this, you know, as a fly on the wall, we would be probably scratching our heads going, guys, this is the recipe for World War III. And I see how we're like, well, let's let Ukraine do its thing. We're going to help Ukraine, and we don't want to tick off Russia. But as people have been wondering, you know, Russia, the more we help Ukraine, that it's like, oh, well, we don't want to upset the bully. Russia has already declared war. Russia has already started World War III. We might not be in World War III, but he started it. So we might need to come up with a different plan if this doesn't stop. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.